I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. She is a champion bodybuilder. She is oh so buff. And if you really want to feel inadequate, she is 86 years old. And she's got some fitness tips for you in our Wisdom Watch. But first, do you know the names Jerry Falwell, Pat Robertson, James Dobson, Billy Graham? They are all household names. They are all conservatives. And a new report argues one reason they're so well known is that conservative religious leaders are overrepresented in stories by major news media. Media Matters, a liberal watchdog group, says this leads to distorted views about which issues are most important to religious voters. They say, contrary to popular belief, the religious are not mainly concerned with issues like abortion and same-sex marriage. Joining us to talk about this is Peggy Waymire. She is former religion correspondent for ABC News. She is now the host of the World Vision Report radio program. She joins us from her home in Dallas. And Dr. Iva Carruthers, general secretary of the Samuel DeWitt Proctor Conference, a group that works to strengthen social justice issues in the Black church. She joins us on the phone from Hilton Head, South Carolina. Welcome to you both.
Hi, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle.
Peggy, what do you think? Do you think that conservative religious voices get more airtime and ink time than more moderate or liberal voices?
Well, Michelle, I think it really depends on what the topic is. And as you know, I covered religion for 20 years. And I think what happens is often when you take an issue that's dividing the culture, whether it's abortion or gay marriage or stem cell research or all these issues that are called culture war issues, what happens as a reporter, if you want to get the opposing or the agitating side of things, the religious conservatives have often been the ones who articulate their position based almost solely on their religious beliefs. Whereas on the religious left, which is the opposite of the religious right, they also have religious beliefs, but they tend to sound much more like the status quo or other liberals, so they're not differentiated from the crowd. It's often the conservatives who are interviewed because they use religious language, and they're often the major group opposing these issues.
What do you think about that, Dr. Carruthers?
I think that those who are coming from the position of the left or progressive are far more likely to have an integrated understanding of reality in terms of how their faith matches their action. And therefore, they don't separate out the justice issue from their faith. And I think that's one very important distinction. Those who are in charge of the media, if they really want to do justice to balanced reporting, they have to move outside their comfort zone and not default to the tradition of where they go. I mean, it's this whole question, for example, someone asked me about the values agenda, as though it was the right who had a values agenda. If it had not been for the capacity and the effectiveness to tell and to retell through the biblical narrative the issue of faith in the midst of oppression, Black people wouldn't be here. All people respond out of a values agenda. All people have a sense of values. So to default to the right as having the only values and therefore has claim on a value agenda is in itself an imbalanced assumption that leads down a road of faulty reporting.
Well, Dr. Carruthers, you seem to have this idea that religiously conservative persons are more dominant in newsrooms. Is that what you think?
No, I'm not saying they're more dominant in newsrooms. I'm saying that those in the newsrooms who make the editorial decisions, they are the ones who have the control, the access, and the reach to those who most likely represent the right.
Here's what I think about that. One of the reasons I think the media goes to the conservatives, look at the issues that were covered. Like, Michelle, when I was at ABC News, for example, the hot issues that were always being debated were gay marriage, gay ordination, abortion. And on those issues, as far as I know, it wasn't the Black church leading the public discussion against those issues. It was the evangelical church. But now when you come to issues of justice and poverty, which I think is very interesting what's happening with the Democratic candidates, they now are using biblical language to address issues of justice and poverty, which were not part of the culture war debates. And it's going to be very interesting to see what evangelicals do with that, because they're making a convincing argument, as has the black church for a long time, that justice and poverty are all about what Jesus cared about and what the Bible
like
talks about.
What I would like to do is to also raise the question of how does the media frame and shape that which is news? I mean, I think there is a responsibility for looking at the way in which the media in and of itself becomes the message by the virtue of the topics you define, by virtue of what you chase, by virtue of how you ask questions, et cetera, et cetera.
I understand what you're saying, because one of the critiques of the report is that there are other issues which are values issues which have not been framed as such by the major media discourse, like Iraq, for example, or
exactly.
like U.S. involvement around the world, you know, et cetera. Peggy Waymire, now that you've got a number of Democrats running for president this time around who've been very vocal about their faith. And I wonder if you think that that will change some of the way these issues are discussed.
Well, first of all, I think it's a sea change in having the Democratic candidates become comfortable with not only talking about their own faith, which they haven't done in the past, except Bill Clinton certainly did.
What about Jimmy Carter? He certainly did.
And yes, you're right. Jimmy Carter did. You're right. There are cases. But for the most part, you find the Republicans quick to use language like the Lord guided me, or when I pray every day. Republicans see
Peggy,
it as something positive.
That, mm-hmm. Peggy, that has no bearing in terms of, look, it's not about their faith and their articulation of their faith. It's about their vote and public policy.
The budget is
a moral document.
But I agree.
$600 billion on war is a moral issue.
Okay, but Dr. Carruthers, if people who are public officials are not willing to use that language, it's not the media's job to tell them to do it. I want to go back to a point that Peggy raised earlier, which is that I think the argument she was making is that there was just more cohesion between the conservative base and conservative leaders, and more cohesion in their embrace of religious language and that values language, and that on the other side of the aisle, that there wasn't, and that's changing for some reason. What do you think?
And what I'm trying to respond to is that the news is not in the language. The news is in the outcome. The news is in the disparity of a budget which spends $6 billion on job training, $38 billion on, you know, K through 12 education, and $600 billion on a war.
Now, and who had,
and
yes.
the news was in the president not mentioning Katrina at the State of the Union address. That was the news, but that was not the news that was reported. And that's what Media Matters report. That's the significance of the report.
Michelle, can I say something?
Of course. Uh-huh.
I think you don't often hear secular leaders saying the reason Katrina victims shouldn't have been treated like that is because the book of Jeremiah says, and I'm making up something, you know, that you should never treat the poor like this, and because God favors the poor or whatever it is. I think what has to happen, and I'm seeing it happening, although I agree that the African-American leaders have done this for a long time, which is merging politics and religion in a way that makes sense. But I don't think everybody's listening to them. And I think what's happening now is the Democratic candidates are beginning to take these kinds of issues and give them a faith-based backing, so that religious Americans, and Americans are very religious and the majority are Christian, can start connecting the dots and saying, oh my goodness, maybe gay marriage and abortion aren't the only issues that Christians should think about. Maybe we should think a little deeper about what happened with Katrina. Maybe we should think about a just war theory and what the Bible says about it. Maybe Iraq was immoral, even religiously. And the Democrats are starting to talk like that, and it will be interesting to see. I doubt they'll get the very conservative voters to change their minds. But the people in the middle, evangelical moderates and many mainline Protestants, I think they can change, will maybe be changing the dialogue around what family values are. Is it just sexual issues, or is it also going to be justice and poverty?
Peggy Waymire, host of the World Vision Report. She joined us from her home in Dallas. We were also joined by Dr. Iva Carruthers, General Secretary of the Samuel DeWitt Proctor Conference. She spoke to us from Hilton Head, South Carolina. Thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle, very much.